I just sum it up and then go to stay up and walk off. So, no. I take the point. We had 48 hours less recovery than them. We came here, we had a game plan. There was nothing really between the two teams, but we had the better chances than them. Our keeper had to make two saves only from free kicks. We have five, six players who are learning the game in our team compared to them with six or seven players who played in the Premiership. I take that point. I think it's a vital point in terms of the next building block. Shown mentality. You dig deep because some players was on their knees. But the group of players, they dig very deep to give our great support we had. It's not many clubs home on a Sunday afternoon, 4,500 people following. And we gave our supporters something to share on. And I think the supporters really helped us in the last 5-10 minutes. When we all saw that our legs got more and more heavy to get that point, what is important. So overall, I take that point and we move on now. For us, it's vital now how we recover. We have to live like monks. No alcohol, no sex.
How's that going down in the dressing room?
Not very well. No, I'm joking. So I think the recovery now is most vital, and we're going again back and forward on the motorway to Bristol. For that reason, I think it was very important today to get that point.
Sounds like with the lack of recovery time, were you sort of a bit worried that that could be a factor today?
I mean, 120 minutes on Thursday, and the emotional fact that you lost the game, but being 80 minutes, you play 80 minutes with 10 men, and then you lose on the penalties. This is the physical part, but it's also the emotional part. I wasn't sure, but the players digged in, and first half I felt our shape was excellent. We had some good chances, not many, but some clear good chances. Stuart Dallas, for example. And in the second half, both teams looked tired, to be honest, but we never was really in trouble, but we never was on the way to create something.
Does that solidity please you, Ray? Because the first three games of the season, you have looked really solid, haven't you?
Yeah, I think the schedule what we have to go through is not good, I have to say that, but I don't want to make excuses, and it's better for me to say it today than, you know, say it on another day. But and I think for us is the character building. I think when we're coming through the schedule and getting a good amount of points, I think everything else is easy after that. And I think our supporters are realizing that what we have to go through, and they're pushing us, and that's what we need. And I'm so happy today seeing the whole stand behind the goal full on a Sunday afternoon. That is not normal, you know. And I said to the players, don't take that support for granted, because wherever you go, wherever you do in your life, I don't think you get many better support than that.
And looking at the game, you're always going to make changes. Liam Cooper held his place and he played really well today. What was the thinking behind?
I think some players recover quicker after 120 minutes on Thursday, and some players maybe need another day. So I think for us was essential to have a good line today, good high line. And there was a decision made by what I have seen in training, how the medical apparatus talking to me, and nobody today who didn't start got dropped because of a performance on last Thursday. It's just that we have to rotate in the fact that we're getting the freshest legs out there, and it's not only the legs, it's also the mental fit side of it. And Liam Cooper didn't start against Burnley. He played 120 minutes. And he was time for him today to step up again, and he did very well.
And Calvin Phillips came in today. What do you make of his first performance of the season?
He grown in the first 10-15 minutes. Like everybody else, we needed to grow into the game. After that, I felt the boy has potential. He has to get used to that tempo in the Championship at times. But the boy has potential. I think he did a good, solid job today.
Was your heart in your mouth when Saul Bamba made that foul in the opening minute or so?
And that is why I'm saying we have to learn the game. And in a game like this today, I said the way we predicted the game was like 50-50, not much in between. the two teams and which team makes a first mistake, and especially start of the season. This time of the year, there's a lot of draws, and like you saw today and like you saw yesterday in the results, it's a lot of draws. So people play championship football, and we are learning the game. So, and we made a mistake in the beginning, and I felt he might get the red card, but I think we got away with that one.
No goal yet for Chris Wood, but he's working hard for the team.
Especially first half, I think his first half, his hold-up play was excellent. We need to get more support around him, but today was not possible because Alex Moore had played now a lot of football already through the pre-season, through that. And the transition between defensive shape into offensive shape was at times not quick enough, and we lost the ball again, and we need to keep the ball better as well. But I was happy. He will get his goals, don't worry.
Yeah. How's Stuart Dallas? Because you said you were a bit worried about putting him in last week.
No, he's ready now. You saw it there, he came comfortable through 90 minutes. I think he was a player, and especially in the second half, who calmed us down. Who took the sting out of the game instead of rushing the pass. He found a calm solution, and I think he had a good chance in the first half. He's good for us in every way, with the ball, without the ball, and the goals will come.
And Luke Murphy, didn't start him today. Do you think he might start midweek?
First, I will not tell you my team for Wednesday. I think Luke is a tricky situation with Luke is now, because of our situation in the squad, I think the only way we get him fit now is not through specific training, is now getting fit through games, and then we have to accept that at times Luke is not 100%, but is he 85%? He's already can help us. Is he 90%? He definitely will help us. 95% is close to be very important. So that is how we have to bring it on now, and I think I can only see that giving him match minutes, and that's what we did today.
Going back to earlier, can you just look ahead to Bristol match?
Yeah.
I know you made the joke about no sex, no alcohol, but it's got to be a pretty rigorous regime for the team, I take it.
Yes. And we're on the motorway.
Yeah. Is there anything you do to sort of ease the monotony or the burden?
I think it's just mental strength, mental toughness. We highlighting the fact that there is no problems. There's only challenges, and we have to find solutions, and we will find solutions.
And of course, the fans who paid tribute to today,
yeah.
It might be a Wednesday night, but they'll be there again on Wednesday.
I think this club is unique, and I have not seen that following. Only once I saw that following.
And that was?
Manchester City was in the Championship. They had a similar amount of...
Or even down in League One.
Yeah, but this support, and I think I said it to the players, don't ever take that for granted. We have to give those people something back. And to be honest, we did it on Thursday, the way we digged in for 18 minutes, lost on penalties, and bounced back today. It's tremendous. And I think that helps us now through the next games. And I think the players, they're working very hard. I'm happy with the mentality. I'm happy with the work rate. I'm happy with the desire to do well for the club.
People can underestimate how difficult this week is for you. I mean, if you get through to the end of it and you're in a good position, you'll have done extremely well, no?
We have done extremely well. So, but then Phil asked me that question after the game against Sheffield Wednesday. So till then, there's a lot of football to be played.
Can I ask you about that touch in the first half? Are you giving yourself a squad number?
No. My time is over.